Oh yeah. That's good stuff. It's good stuff. I thank you for joining me here this morning, today, Saturday, the 11th of July. Not June, July. 7-Eleven day. Except we don't really do that out here, do we? It's more about Circle K, I feel like. I feel like that's kind of our thing out here. But that's cool. You can go to Circle K instead, you know. But what am I doing? You know, talking about corporate gas stations. I mean, who really cares? But, you know, it's just the numbers are lining up, right? You might be thinking to yourself, what is happening right now? What am I listening to? Well, who is this guy and what is he talking about? What is he yammering about? What is he babbling about? Well, I'll tell you. This is Mike the Distortionist, and you are listening to The Fuzz on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. It's happening. We are back. We are so back. We are back. I'm excited. Feels good. The fuzz feels good. It feels fuzzy. You know, I've heard tell of a couple, I've had a couple instances recently where somebody mentioned, you know, being out in public in our fine city of Baton Rouge and running across somebody and they get into a conversation about music and radio and KLSU. And twice I've heard that the fuzz specifically was brought up. So I want to just acknowledge and thank the silent listeners out there, the quiet fans. It's comforting to know you're there. And of course, I have a deep appreciation for those of you who call in as well, the vocal listeners. I love all of you. And I'm excited to be here. You know what I mean? And I know what you're thinking. Though, just tell us what we're listening to. I want to know what that song was right now as soon as possible. I want to know. It was Paul and Johnny with the Blue Jets. The song's called I'm Free, one of two singles recorded by the Blue Jets with artist Paul Simol. It released on Decca in 1966, but also, as well, it featured on a Swedish compilation album, Diggin' for Gold, Volume 3, with Smorgasbord Records. The group is from Belgium. And following that, we're going to have some more music. That's right, we're just getting started. All the way to 12 o'clock, indeed. Psychedelic rock, garage rock, freak beat, proto-punk, acid rock, garage revival, you know, whatever. You know. I got scratched by a wobbly cat the other day. That's kind of what's on my mind. You know those cats that walk around like the last 10 seconds of a Beyblade? Like they have like a helium balloon tied to each paw? Yeah, one of those guys. He got me pretty good. Coming up, we're going to hear from the Pretty Things. One of my favorite bands from the 60s. Actually, their debut single is what we're hearing. The song's called Rosalind. It came out in 1964. Also featured on their self-titled LP release in 65. Both releases were on Fontana Records. That's the Pretty Things. Following that, The Maniacs with Now I Know, 1966 single on Metco Records. The group formed out of New Trier West High School students in Northfield, Illinois. Then another high school group from Hayward, California, Tennyson High School students. The band's called The Just Six. They formed in 1964. And this song, I'm Gonna Be Gone, was recorded sometime between 65 and 67, but it went unreleased until Big Beat Records put out their You Got Yours CD compilation in 2007. And following that, we are going to hear a single by a group called The Sweet Nothing. Both sides of the single we're going to hear. We're going to start with the B-side. just because I think it's going to flow a little better. The B-side is called 4 in the Morning. The A-side is Silly Games. And this single was recorded in 1967, but went unreleased until 2023. And, you know, we're hearing it now thanks to Mojo Bone Records, R-E-K-K-I-D-S, Records. They put out an official release of the single in 2023. Their group was from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, or Trenton, New Jersey, whichever sounds better to you, but really just outside of Philadelphia. And you know what? That's just the first chunk, okay? I'm giving it to you in chunks, and that's just the first chunk. And I'll come talk to you after the first chunk, and I'm going to say, hey, how was that chunk? You want another one? Feel free to call in, 225-578-5578. We can yammer together. Or if you have any requests, either for the surf show or the fuzz, next week we'll be doing another episode of Tiger Beach Freakout, the surf instrumental surf show, seasonal, summer only, bi-weekly. And the following Saturday will be the fuzz. But we'll talk all about that more later. Here's The Pretty Things with Roslyn. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, Roslyn. satisfied. You've been wrong for so long.
That chunk. You want another one? That was, as I mentioned, the Sweet Nothing, their 1967 recording single, unrecorded but unreleased single that was released in 2023 thanks to Mojo Bone Records. Coming up, we're going to hear from a group called The Misunderstood. The song's called She Got Me. This is the second version of this song by the band. I thought it was a little fuzzier. It was recorded in December 1965, also went unreleased until 2021. Again, thanks to Mojo Bone Records, R-E-K-K-I-D-S. I'm not just going records, although that is something I would do. The band formed in Riverside, California in 1963, originally as a surf group known as the Blue Notes. Maybe we'll hear the Blue Notes on Tiger Beach Freakout, our limited time seasonal summer only surf show, which the next episode will be occurring next Saturday at 10 a.m. on the 18th, and the 25th will be our next episode of The Fuzz. And you know, it's really, today is, you know, I love The Fuzz. I really love doing Tiger Beach Freakout, and I'm really glad I'm getting to do it, and I've been wanting to do a surf show since I started here at KLSU, and I'm happy that it's happening. But I think The Fuzz is my baby. I think I love it in a very special way. Following The Misunderstood, we're going to hear The Blues Invention, the B-side to their 1968 single Mystery Man on Great Scott Records. It's called The Third Side of Life. They're from Hamilton, Ohio. Then The Scurvy Knaves from Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Their song It's Not Like That, 1966 single on 12 Hands. That's the name of the label. This was another high school group. Then The Avantes, a 1965 single on Avant, a label specifically created to produce this band's two singles. This song is called Baby Go. The group was from Crete, Illinois. And then finally, Tell Me by The Wild Things, 1966 on Damon Records. The group is from Marshall, Missouri. And it's not a cover of the Rolling Stones. The B-side was another song that shared a name. It was like My Girl or something, but they were both originals. They just had the same titles as other famous songs, funny enough. But for now, here's The Misunderstood with She Got Me. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was The Human Situation. I Got Away is the name of the song. And I Got Away of Making You Feel Fuzzy by listening to the music. That was a 1967 single on Eclipse. The band is from Allentown, Pennsylvania. And there's a few bands from Pennsylvania today. I don't know why. I think just, you know, happenstance. The stars aligned in the shape of a rectangle with like a little nub or notch at the end, which is Pennsylvania, right? Isn't it like a, you know, something like that? It's like a rectangle with a growth. Let's move on. Coming up, The Glass Menagerie. That's the name of the band. The song is called End of the Line. 1968 single on Revolo Records, R-E-V-O-L-O. It's a cover of The October Country. This was the only single released by this group, although there were other groups called The Glass Menagerie. This one was from California. Following that, Big Brother by The Fine Stuff, 1967 on Racel, recorded with Racel Recording Company, the only known single by this group, from Philadelphia. Then The Regiment, their song is called My Soap Won't Float. Does soap usually float? I feel like it just plunks right into the water. I don't know. 1967 single on G&G Records. They are from the Urbana area in Illinois. A lot of bands from Illinois today as well. The drummer of The Regiment went on to join a Chicago heavy psych band called Fat Water, which had an LP release in 1969 on MGM. After The Regiment, we're going to hear The Household Sponge, which I do think would float. Their song is called Second Best. It was the B-side to the 1967 single on Mirbo Records. They were from Brooklyn. And finally, The Night Beats with Get It On. This was a single that went unreleased until 2001 when it featured on the compilation album Aliens, Psychos, and Wild Things, Rare and Unissued, Virginia Garage, 1964 to 1967. So we have a time period and a region, but we don't know specifically which town the band's from or what year that song was recorded. But the song is a cover of Eric and the Norsemen. Thanks for listening. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Otherwise, here's another chunk. Here's the music.
Show you.
It's 11 o'clock. You are listening to The Fuzz on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. This is our 60s garage rock, freak beat, proto-punk, acid rock, psychedelic rock, garage revival show. Thank you for listening. You know, I went to the chiropractor the other day and they said, "We found a software update in your neck. We're going to have to do a hard reset. Smack it with a hammer. You might pass out for a couple of seconds, but just don't go towards the light. You'll wake up with a new OS. You might feel a ping in your firmware." They said, "We're going to have to reseat your RAM. Wiggle the jack." And what do you know? I feel nothing. Coming up, the Vespers. "Will She Love Me" is the title of an unreleased single that eventually featured on the 2015 compilation Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 3. That's on Crypt Records. It features tracks from the years 1965 to 1967, so there's the time range. And I believe the group was from Philadelphia. We're rocking out here in Philly, I guess. Out there in Philly, they were. We're not. We're rocking here in Baton Rouge. They were rocking there in Philly back then. We're doing it now. Yes. Following that, the High Boys with their song So Good, 1965 single on Woodrich Records. The band is from Alabama. Then the Creations, Don't Be Mean, is the name of the song, 1965 on Top Hat Records. From Milford, Connecticut. Yes. Milford. Then, finally, The Brain Police. Two Souls, featured on their 1968 self-titled album with KB Artists, their only LP release. They were from San Diego. They broke up in 1969 and opened for acts such as Steppenwolf. The Brain Police. I don't really want to know what kind of policing they do. It's like the Thought Police, except like on a physical level. Like they'll bring a melon scoop with them if you're committing brain crimes, whatever that might be. I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. If you have any requests, let me know. 225-578-5578. Next week, the 18th, will be our next episode of Tiger Beach Freakout, the surf show, 10 a.m. to 12. And the following Saturday morning will be our next episode of The Fuzz. That is the 25th. But we got another hour left of rockin' and rollin', so here it is. Will She Love Me? The Vespers from Philadelphia. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, mama, when I kiss you goodnight.
With their song Two Souls. That's what you just heard. A 1967 single on Chalon Records. C-H-A-L-O-N. Chalon. Chalon. Callan. Cologne. Shell. I don't know. It's not a greeting, I don't think. The group was from Los Angeles. That's the Grim Reapers. I'm going to get working on the playlist here soon. So after the show, you can check the LSU Reveille website for the latest episode of The Fuzz, and I'll have a list of all the songs we heard here today if you're interested in tracking any down. But we got about 40 minutes left of music, of fuzzy tunes, so certainly do stick around. If you'd like to call in and make a suggestion for next time, our next episode of The Fuzz will be the 25th, Saturday at 10 a.m. Feel free to call in, 225-578-5578. Once the music's playing, I can't talk to you on the phone if I'm talking on the microphone. But we're going to hear next a song called The Blues Peddlers, and it's by Dick Campbell. It's a B-side to the 1965 single The People Planners, which was released on Mercury. Dick Campbell was, not Earth, but Mercury. Dick Campbell was known as a producer, studio engineer, songwriter, and publisher in the Los Angeles area, but also released a few of his own singles at different times. He was from Boston, Massachusetts, and passed away in 2002. Following that, we're going to hear the second movement with their song Fairyland. the B-side to a 1968 single on 1968 single called "The Big Top," which was on Parlophone. The second movement was originally known as the Diplomats, and they formed in the late 60s in Canberra, in Australia. And I believe that's their capital city. They were active until 1974, but reformed between the years 1998 and 2017, or from 1998 until 2017, where they broke up a second time. Then we're going to hear from another one of my favorite bands from the 60s. I mean, really, as of late, I've realized, my deep appreciation for them, The Human Expression. The song we're going to hear is called "Who Is Burning," and it's the B-side to their song "Following Me," which was recorded at some unknown date in the late 60s. And "Who Is Burning" is honestly very similar musically, but not lyrically, to "Following Me." And this single went unreleased until 2013, I don't have the label written down, but it starts with an A. Or it might have been an independent release, because I have a visual image of the record, and I know there's two different actual labels on the single. One of them just says "The Human Expression" at the top, and the other one actually has the name of a company, record company on it. It's okay. But The Human Expression, they released a compilation, I believe it's titled "Love at Psychedelic Velocity," which is the name of one of their more popular songs. And I just have to really recommend them. They're great. They were excellent. They're from Orange County, active during the years 1966 and 1967. And, these are some more chill songs. Fairyland and Who Is Burning. But we'll get back into some garage. After "Who Is Burning," we're going to hear the Psychedelic Symphony. "Don't Be Afraid" is the name of the song. It originally featured in a movie called Mondo Keyhole, and it's not a movie that I can go into detail over the radio. But it was like a sexploitation movie from 1966. But the song "Don't Be Afraid" also released as part of a split single in 2006 with the label Arcania International. That's by the Psychedelic Symphony. But for now, we're going to hear Dick Campbell with The Blues Peddlers, 1965. I'll see you on the other side of it. Thanks for listening. And as I mentioned, if you have a recommendation for next time, the number is 225-578-5578. Or you can just call it a yammer. I always welcome that. Thank you, thank you.
Girl, I know me much better than you. I get lose your head. All I want is warm and friendly girls. There's too many blues peddlers running around this world. So I have no more explanations or hesitations, experimentations to try my patience. It's too much to ask. If you want us to last, then don't try and sell me the blues. Girl, it's up to you, let your heart choose.
Thank you. your love for me is no more. But I will set you free, 'cause then I know you'll be happy.
If you couldn't tell, Bad Apple is the name of that song. It's by a group called The Pilgrimage from Long Island. That single released in 1966 on Mercury, on planet Earth. On Mercury, on Earth. On vinyl. Coming up, The Tombstones with their song I Want You. A 1967 single on Grave Records. I wonder if they knew the Grim Reapers. The band is from Greenville, South Carolina, and this was their only release. Following that, the Young Aristocracy with their song Don't Lie, 1967 single on Acropolis, with Acropolis Record Company. They were from Tulsa in Oklahoma. And then we're going to get into some a couple newer songs. The OCs, yes. A big name in the modern Los Angeles psychedelic garage rock scene, you know, along with folks like Ty Siegel. Although the OCs originally formed in San Francisco, they formed in 1997. This song we're going to hear, Tidal Waves, came out in 2009. It was a single on Woodcyst. And if you've seen Breaking Bad, this song features in Breaking Bad during a certain poolside scene. I never saw the OCs, but I saw Ty Siegel and a few times and some of his bands, and they're all really good, and that scene is really fun. I would like to see the OCs. Maybe they'll come through one day, or maybe I'll be in California and they're playing. But they're a good group. I recommend them for some modern garage, definitely. And I think we have some of the OC songs in the automated system here, so you might hear them every once in a while if you're listening to the station often. And following the OCs, we're going to hear a song called Faces by Harlem. And this is a group from Austin, Texas. This song is from the 2010 album Hippies on the label Matador. Yes. And we're almost done with the show here, but I'll come back and speak to you one more time. This next chunk, you know, about 10 minutes, I'll come back and speak to you some more. But for now, we're just going to get into some more garage. Here's the Tombstones with their song I Want You. And then the Young Aristocracy, and then a couple of newer songs, the OCs and Harlem from Austin. So thanks for listening. Here we go. We'll be right back.
till I win. You better get in.
Thank you.
Well, we're almost done here. That was a group called Harlem from Austin, Texas. Faces was the name of the song off the album Hippies, 2010, released on Matador. Yeah, definitely an album that I need to dive into. I don't remember how I got that recommendation or if I saw something about it and followed up, but I had the note Harlem Hippies written down. And yeah, that's what it was referring to. The group from Austin, Texas, and their 2010 album on Matador. We're about to round out the show here. We got one song left. And actually, it was a song that was requested probably back in April during that trippy psychedelic folk episode for Easter. And what an episode that was. I still, you know... One of my friends still talks about that episode, and I enjoyed it a lot. It was pretty fun. But we're going to hear another psych folk song right now, or a psych folk artist. One that we all know and love is Donovan. The song's called Atlantis, and it's about time that I got to this. Of course, a Scottish psych folk artist. This song is off his 7th LP, Baraba Jagal, on Epic Records, released in 1968. And you know, the later half of this song, like with the hook, you know, I heard it like in a commercial as a kid or something, and I always thought it was like a Beatles song, but no, it's Atlantis by Donovan, and it charted in the 60s, you know, when it came out. I'm sure many of you will recognize it, but here it is. I'll see you all next time. The 18th, next Saturday, will be Tiger Beach Freakout. Next episode of The Fuzz will be the 25th, 2 weeks from today, 10 a.m. on Saturday. I thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Here's Atlantis by Donovan.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis! Wait!